Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
After a Hall of Fame career with the Bears, Dick Butkus turned to acting. His Hollywood career started with the classic Miller Lite beer commercials.
Less filling! Tastes great! Remember that?
And then from there, he landed numerous guest appearances on TV shows during the 70s and 80s. Chicago Bears Network's Jeff Joniak has more.
I'll tell you, trying to get cultured isn't easy. We just went to the opera and we didn't understand a word.
Yeah, but that big guy in those tights sure could sing.
Well, at least we still drink a very civilized beer. Light beer from Miller. Light tastes great.
All right, so how does a shy guy get into Hollywood?
Well, it's because... it wasn't because I went out there and auditioned. It was because of the success in football. I started doing commercials. I started doing them in 1970 on the first Monday night game. I did a Prestone ad. And what seemed to work was that here's this guy, this animal out in the field, but otherwise, what's the deal? So Miller came along right after I retired.
Gentlemen, this meeting is called to decide which one of us is the most popular light beer drinker of all.
Must be talking about me.
How do we get people to drink a diet beer? You know, macho guys aren't going to drink that, are they? So in 74, they called me. A couple guys did them, and so they thought, well, hey, we got something here. So they're going to get all these retired athletes. So I got a call to do one. I did a bowling one. It was my first one. That bowl, and you know, they'd all go crazy. And then, someone over there thought it'd be a great idea to put me and Bubba Smith together. So we did like the ballet stuff and golf and a lot of team stuff.
Tennis, anyone?
So started getting calls from LA, so we started doing guest appearances, and then there were a couple shows developed that we got on, so and that's how it all got on. So I just went there, and with the attitude I just always had in football, I went to acting classes, I read up a bunch of stuff, and it was hard for an athlete because you were a dumb jock.
Typecast.
Dumb jock. Yeah, what are you doing here?
Can I interrupt you? Because back, I think in 1970, the Playboy article, or some article... also was trying to frame you in that way, even back then as a player, this guy who's just this Neanderthal.
Yeah.
And it pissed you off.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell did they think you were, honestly?
Well, that's what I would use. We'll see how dumb, jocks are. You know, it was a tag, just not only me. It was just, and then when we went out there, it was tough. But after a couple...
Because you're only 30 when your career ends. So
right,
this is a...
Right.
You got a lot to do yet.
Yep. So, I've been in the Guild now 40 years. Close to 300 commercials, maybe, and I don't know how many episodes.
Do you have a favorite? I mean, My Two Dads was the 80s sitcom.
Yeah, that was good for kids. I thought it really delivered a message, and because you had to deliver a message and, try to be a comedy show. My wife said she loved the Legend of Sleepy Hollow. That was fun, and I did a spaghetti western in Madrid.
Because tomorrow we're going to try our hand at water polo.
Yeah, I sure hope those horses can swim.
Me too.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer, and less.
I really, just got into it. I mean, they were good guys and professional about it. And that's, be on time. You got to be on set, be on time. Know your line, blah, blah, blah. So I tried to do that.
Did you get close to anyone in Hollywood of note that people, the regular public would say, wow, that's interesting?
Oh, like Larry Hagman. We're over at his house a lot. But I guess my biggest supporter was Tom Poston. I was getting over that hump of being the dumb jock turning into acting. Because Merlin Olsen, I called him one time when I was out there after a while. I needed a car. And he had some a Porsche and some other agency. So I call him, and I says, Merlin, it's Dick. Well, Dick, you know, Michael Landon, I mean, he doesn't like football players getting into acting. I'm like, what are you talking about? Because that's when he was doing Father Murphy. He says, well, aren't you calling about a, you know, an acting job? I says, I've got an acting job. I need a car. Oh. So I was able to lease a car from him for a while. But that's how it was back then. And that's why Karis got away from football. You know, I'm an actor now. And, of course, now it's totally different. It's okay to be a jock and come in and do some acting.